Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. We are continuing our topic that the Bible is inspired by God. And we read in 2 Peter chapter 1, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. It is clear that the Holy Spirit moved men chosen by God to write each word as revealed by God. More than 2,000 times in the Old Testament alone, there are clauses such as God spoke to Moses and God said, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, and many more. Now, when we talk about the four presentations of the one gospel of God, which we have in the New Testament, we can say to our Muslim friends, if we had only one account of the life of Jesus, many people would be suspicious and wonder if the one account were true. God gave us four accounts written by four separate and distinct individuals. Matthew, John were eyewitnesses, and two of Jesus' 12 disciples. Remember that. The Gospel of Matthew, according to Matthew, and John was written based on their eyewitness testimony. Luke, a historian, we know that from Luke 1, verses 1 to 4, received his information from eyewitnesses. Luke 1, verse 2. So, very reliable. Mark spent extensive time with Peter, one of Jesus' closest friends. And we all know that Peter witnessed all the major events in Jesus' life. And Mark spent extensive time with him. Four followers of Christ, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, wrote testimonies of Jesus' life and recorded his teachings. None of their writings contradict, never. All their writings proclaim the glad news of God's love shown through Jesus Christ. Each writer simply tells the story in a different way. Also, my Muslim friend, Jesus assured the gospel writers that the Holy Spirit would guide each one's writing and remind them of what he had spoken. The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. John 14, verse 26. My dear Muslim friend, when you study the gospel as recorded by John, you are actually studying the glad news of the kingdom of God as taught by Jesus. John, who was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and a close companion of Jesus, could easily keep notes of his teachings. John simply wrote Jesus' teachings. John was an eyewitness to the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ, as also were Matthew and 9 other disciples. The Apostle John assures us that the disciples actually walked and talked with Jesus. And we have a passage here in 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. That which was from the beginning, meaning Jesus, that which was from the beginning, Jesus, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testify to it. Very clear. God guided his writers to actually record what happened. We see that from Luke 1, verses 1 to 4. The writings precisely connect with actual historical events. All of the disciples actually wrote one message, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus even prophesied 17 times about the spreading of the gospel. We know that, for example, from Matthew 24, verse 14. Now, many Muslims ask, how about the other writings in the New Testament? Well, if you are just tuning in, we are talking about sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. Well, in addition to the 4 presentations of the one gospel, the New Testament also contains inspired teachings and letters written by apostles and disciples of Jesus. Written to who? To different groups of Christians and, of course, ultimately to all believers, because they are the word of God. The apostle Paul said, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you." Again, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, Apostle Paul stated clearly, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you." You can also know that from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Some of my Muslim friends ask, they asked me, did you know that the Apostle Paul created the teachings that Jesus is God? I usually ask them, why should he do that? What did he have to profit? It is recorded in history and in the New Testament that the Apostle Paul used to persecute Christians. Acts 9. I was talking to a Muslim man about Jesus. I invited him to lunch a few weeks ago, and he told me Paul made up the teachings of Jesus and he wrote the New Testament, and this is just his own opinion. Why Paul will do something like that and then suffer persecution for what he say and for what he wrote? Paul was an educated, powerful Jewish leader with tremendous authority to arrest, persecute, and even kill Christians. He was actually a terrorist. He lost all his authority and the prestige because of his faith in Jesus and because he followed Jesus Christ. He lost everything he had for Jesus' sake. Paul became poor and suffered greatly, even risked his life many times. We read that in the New Testament, to help people know Jesus. You can read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 27. I have to stop now because we need to pray. And we'll continue next week. But before I stop, please join me in doing the most important thing. And you can pray for me. I spoke in 2 workshops at our last pastor's conference here in California. I am praying that God will produce eternal fruits through the pastors I was able to equip. And we pray that God will use you and me, you, my audience, and your fellowship to help so many Muslims enjoy God's love and salvation. This is our prayer, God. You hear us. We surrender our lives to you, God, and we ask you to bless our efforts, to guide us, to use us, God. Use our labor, use our work to equip your church, our fellowships, and to equip pastors and leaders to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, we pray that you will bless us with your presence and you will anoint what we do and you will use us, God, to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry, 714-514-2558, to get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My Christian brothers and sisters, God's grace, love, and peace with you today, tomorrow, and always. Peace, salam, until we meet again.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.